Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Mandiant announced it has a definitive agreement to be acquired by Google for $23 a share in an all-cash transaction valued at approximately $5.4 billion. Upon acquisition close, Mandiant will join Google Cloud. The American cybersecurity company was formed in 2004, and the deal is expected to close later this year, pending regulatory and shareholder approvals. Amazon's new mobile app, AMP, launched in a limited-access U.S.-based beta for iOS. The app allows users to create live radio shows, taking callers, acting as a DJ, and playing music from Amazon's library, all free with the service. Amazon also announced upcoming AMP shows, including Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio and offerings from Lindsey Stirling and Pusha T, among others. As is tradition, the Apple Store is down ahead of their peak performance event, beginning today at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune into DTNS for all the coverage and whether the new budget iPhone, new iPads, and a new Mac make an appearance. In response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Deloitte, KPMG, EY, and PwC have all cut ties with firms responsible for handling business in Russia and Belarus. This move follows Accenture's action last week to discontinue any Russian business after sanctions were imposed. Also, after halting product sales in Russia last week, Bloomberg reports Apple now suspended the Apple Search ad service in the App Store in Russia until further notice. And Zello, a walkie-talkie app, has been banned by Russian officials. Roskomnadzor banned Zello for spreading false information. Crypto exchange Coinbase blocked over 25,000 Russia-linked addresses the company believes were associated with illicit activity through their own proactive investigations. These addresses were shared with the U.S. government. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court denied Alphabet's request to hear a dismissal for a shareholder lawsuit filed in 2018. The suit accused Google of covering up a security issue that could have exposed info from almost 500,000 Google Plus accounts. When the Wall Street Journal reported about the issue, which Google had quietly patched, share prices plummeted and investors sued for failing to disclose. Following Instagram's confirmation it will shut down the IGTV app to better focus on in-app features like Reels, other Instagram standalone apps, Boomerang and Hyperlapse, have been removed from iOS and Android storefronts. Instagram's separate layout app continues to be available. Google wrote in a company blog post that Chrome 99 is the fastest web browser on macOS, overall 7% faster than Safari and 15% faster in graphics performance. Other Chromium-based browsers like Microsoft Edge and Vivaldi should see the same improvements once they update their codebases. Google used Speedometer 2.0 for these results, which was developed by Apple's WebKit and Safari team. Google also announced Android 12L will come to devices later this year, with planned updates from Samsung, Lenovo, and Microsoft, although no firm dates were announced. Android 12L was announced in beta back in October, designed specifically for tablets and foldables. Microsoft fixed a bug in the Azure Automation Service, which automates cloud management tasks, that could have allowed an account owner to access other customer accounts. Security firm Orca first reported the bug to Microsoft December 6, though Microsoft says it has no evidence tokens had been misused, and it informed customers with affected automation accounts, blocking access to managed identities tokens except ones with legitimate access on December 10. The United Kingdom's High Court granted permission for a class-action-style privacy lawsuit against TikTok to proceed. The suit was filed in December 2020, claiming the social video site is unlawfully processing children's data and seeking damages over the abuse of information, potentially costing TikTok billions in compensation. The suit was brought under the GDPR and UK's Data Protection Act 1998. And EA soft launch Apex Legends Mobile in 10 countries. Though player progress will be reset before the proper launch of the free-to-play Battle Royale later this year, players can earn some cosmetics that'll carry over to release. If you're in Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia, Mexico, Peru, Argentina, or Colombia, you can hop in right now on iOS and Android. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.